Over the last century, psychoactive substances have been banished from recreational and medical use, ruled a danger to public health. But with new research emerging, it is high time we rethink our relationship with some of these substances. A new documentary series that starts tonight on the ABC TV argues it is.
Cannabis, psychedelics and MDMA are three of the most feared illicit drugs. But many scientists now claim that their risks have been overblown and their medical potential greatly understated. Today, these drugs are seeing something of a research renaissance, and the findings will blow your mind.
The Science of Drugs is presented by award-winning actor, writer and director Richard Roxburgh. Richard, welcome to Breakfast.
Thanks, Patricia.
Why did you decide to take a deep dive into the world of recreational drugs?
Well, look, I've long found the world fascinating, but I also find the world of government policy and some of the hypocrisies around government policy and action on drugs really important, especially when it comes to the youth world.
The big idea of the series is to explore some of the most common recreational drugs such as alcohol, tobacco, cocaine and LSD, but without the politics, just stripping that back. Why was it important to strip politics out of the discussion and just look at this through a science lens?
Because I think that there's such a discrepancy between government policy and the science that the starting place had to just be the facts. And I think if the COVID epidemic has taught us, the pandemic has taught us anything, it's kind of listen to the science, guys, and let that be your tutor. And there are hilarious pieces of information that come to light through this series, as well as really startling ones. I mean, far and away the worst killer and societally destructive thing that we have at our fingertips is alcohol and then tobacco. So the series doesn't shy away from talking about the potentially damaging elements of things like psychedelics or MDMA and so on. Although, to be honest, the damage from psychedelics is incredibly minimal. But it does talk about the science of it, and I think that's incredibly important.
Does the series catalogue the health impact and the human misery connected to drug misuse?
It absolutely does. It talks about all of that. It talks about all of those statistics. But look, somewhere along the line in government policy, the treatment of drugs like, for instance, psilocybin, LSD, and so on, have become demonized. Somebody's decided, presumably starting in America, that these things were the drugs of Satan, and so they all scientific purpose and activity and clinical trials of those drugs stopped decades ago, and there's been a sudden resurgence with kind of incredible findings. The use of MDMA to treat PTSD, for instance, is having quite remarkable focus now in clinical trials, and the use of psychedelics and in particular magic mushrooms to treat depression when all of the current medications have failed to live up to their promise is another area of extraordinary promise.
Musician Frank Zappa once said, and I'm quoting here, this isn't my language.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Covering myself. If you've got little ears in the car, ask them to cover up. A drug is not bad. A drug is a chemical compound. The problem comes in when people who take drugs treat them like a license to behave like an a-hole. Let's go with that. That's the issue, isn't it? When people use drugs, they're not only harming themselves, they're often harming other people. Did you hear any compelling evidence for decriminalisation in the context of the harm that can be caused to others?
Well, to my mind, I mean, the series doesn't proselytise about government policy. What it does do is just present the facts and the discrepancy between policy and dangers. So it you know, the facts around, for instance, ice use. Now, ice is a banned substance, and it's an extraordinarily dangerous and terrible chemical, almost without exception. Cocaine is another really bad chemical. It does very bad things. But some of these things, cannabis is an extraordinarily useful one, which is again undergoing a big renaissance now in terms of clinical trials. It's got something like, there's like 140 different molecules in the cannabis plant, of which there are two that have been studied extensively, which are CBD and THC. And there's a lot of information about those things. But the work around the utility of the cannabis plant, it's just extraordinary. The potential things that it offers in a medical sense, in terms of seizures, in terms of depression and anxiety, and so on. So, I think getting rid of the kind of pearl clutching horrors and all of the confusion that's come as a result of government policy under, you know, temperance laws and so on is very important.
Can't wait to watch it, actually. It's a really interesting topic. Thank you so much, Richard.
My pleasure. Thanks, Patricia.
The Science of Drugs with Richard Roxburgh starts tonight on ABC One at 9:30, and you can watch all four episodes on ABC iView.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.